I like to tell stories when I get a shot. So gather round, full of Christmas cheer, for that next sweet story is already here. The Mod Who Stole Christmas. Every anon down in 4chan liked Christmas a lot, but the mod who lived just north of QA did not. The mod hated Christmas, the whole Christmas season. Now, please don't ask why. No one quite knows the reason. It could be his Gentoo wasn't installed just right. It could be, perhaps, that his torrent ratios were too tight. But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his waifu was two sizes too small. Whatever the reason, this OP was so gay, he stood there on Christmas Eve, hating all of A. Staring down from his board with a sour, grinchy frown at the constantly saged threads below in their town. For he knew every anon down in 4chan beneath was busy now, watching sweater puppies unsheath. "And they're posting their opinion!" he snarled with a sneer. "Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here." Then he growled, with his greasy fingers nervously drumming, "I must find some way to stop Christmas from coming." For tomorrow, he knew, all the anonymous Meguke would wake bright and early. They'd watch anime. And then, oh the posts, 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 posts! That's the one thing he hated. The posts, 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 posts! Then the Anons, young and old, would visit a thread for a show they hate most. And they'd shitpost, and they'd shitpost, and they'd shitpost! Shitpost, shitpost, shitpost! Then they would ironically shitpost, though that's still just a shitpost, which was something that the mod hated the most. And then, they'd do something he liked least of all. Every anon down in 4chan, the tall and the small, would stand close together with intentions of trolling. They'd stand hand in hand, and the anons would start cajoling. They'd troll, they'd troll, they'd troll, 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 troll! And the more the mod thought of this anon Christmas shit-flinging, the more the mod thought, "I must stop this whole thing. Why, since 2003 I've put up with it now. I must stop this Christmas from coming. But how?" Then he got an idea. An awful idea. The mod got a wonderful, awful idea. "I know just what to do." The mod laughed in his throat, and he made a quick Mooty Claws mask and a coat. And he chuckled and clucked. "What a great Mooty trick! With this mask and this hat, I look like I suck dick. All I need is snacks." The mod looked around, but since he's not here, there was none to be found. But did that stop the old mod? No! The mod simply said, "If I can't find snacks, I'll make one instead." So he called his dog Jenny, and he took a pruned thread, and he printed and stapled it on top of his head. Then he queued up some posts that looked really spammy on a ramshackle postscript, and he hitched up old Jenny. Then the mod said, "Giddy up!" And his browser scrolled down toward the threads where the Anons discussed anime in their town. All their browser themes were dark. Quiet discussion filled the air. All the Anons were posting sweet nothings without a care. When he came to the first little thread on page one, "This is the first thread," the old Mighty Claws hissed, and he expanded the thread, ban hammer in fist. Then he slid down the post list, a rather tough job, but if the spam bots could do it, then so could the mod. He got stuck only once, saving a pic of his waifu, then he stuck his head out at the end of page two, where the little Anon's posts all hung in a row. "These posts," he grinned, "are the first things to go." Then he slithered and slunk, with a smile most unpleasant, around the whole thread, and he took every present. Tomboy thighs and feet, sweater puppies, emotos, spats, absolute zones, handholding, and ototos. Then he pruned them away. Then the mod very quickly issued ban warnings, one by one, without being picky. Then he slunk to the catalog. He took Anon's side dish. He took the whole archive. He took away Sakura fish. He cleaned out that board as quick as a flash. Why, that mod even took their last thread from the cache. Then he stuffed all the images on his hard drive while gleaming. "And now," grinned the mod, "I'll make their anime only available via streaming." Then the mod found all the torrents, and he started to report, when he heard a small sound echo right near the door. He turned around fast, and he saw a small lolly. A little Yotsuba-chan, with cheeks oh so jolly. The mod had been caught by this tiny bored daughter, who'd gotten out of bed for a cup of cold water. She stared at the mod and said, "Moody Claws, why? Why are you deleting all of our torrents? Why?" But you know, that old mod was so smart and so slick, he thought up a lie, and he thought of it quick. "Why, my sweet little Emoto," the fake Moody Claws lied. "There's CP in this post, even after warnings I've tried. So I'm banning this poster forever, my dear, and removing their torrents, then we'll be in the clear." And his fib fooled the child. Then he patted her head, and he got her a drink, and he sent her to bed. And when Yotsuba-chan went to bed with her cup, he went to Nya and DDoSed the site up. Then the last thing he pruned was the keys to their server. Then he went back to the homepage, himself, the old liar. On their threads, he left nothing but use and some ire. And the one speck of lewd that he saw fit to grant was a thumbnail that was too small, even for an ant. Then he did the same thing to the other community's boards, leaving thumbnails much too small for the other Anon's hordes. It was quarter past dawn, all the Anon's still to Zoon genuflecting. All the Anon's still a snooze when he came down collecting. Packed his hard drive up with their images, the music, the old anime, the pastas and the memes, the edits, the proof that OP was gay. 3,000 pixels up to the side of the internet's trash pit, he rode with his load to the tip-top to dump it. "Poo-poo to the Anons," he was grinchishly humming. "They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're waking up, I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open a minute or two. Then the Anons down to 4chan will all cry boo-hoo. That's a noise," grinned the mod, "that I simply must hear." So he paused, and the mod put his hand to his ear. And he did hear a sound, rising over the snow. It started in low, then it started to grow. But the sound wasn't sad. Why, this sound sounded merry. It couldn't be so, but it was merry, very. He stared down at 4chan. The mod popped his eyes. Then he shook. What he saw was a shocking surprise. Every Anon down in 4chan, the tall and the small, was posting. Without any images at all. He hadn't stopped shitposts from coming. They came. Somehow or another, they came just the same. And the mod, with his gross feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and wondering. How could it be so? It came without pasta. It came without tuhus. It came without images, edits, or use. And he puzzled 3 hours, till his puzzler was sore. Then the mod thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe 4chan's Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a board. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more. And what happened then? Well, in 4chan they say that the mod's small heart grew 3 sizes that day. And the minute his waifu didn't feel quite so tight, he whizzed with his load throughout the bright morning light. And he brought back the images, the Utaite dancers, and then he himself. The mod banned the cross-sporting cancer. Thank you everyone for listening in. There's still plenty of stream to go. Merry Christmas.